It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A meeting about the European debt crisis today in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. European leaders are scheduled tomorrow to put a plan together addressing the European debt crisis. Meanwhile, lawmakers here in the U.S. are also getting together today to talk about the very same problem and how it could affect the American economy. Why we should care about the European debt crisis and what's going on with its epicenter, Greece, is what Marketplace is focusing on all week. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The big concern for U.S. economists is how we would be affected if Europe slid into a recession. Douglas Elliott will be among those testifying today. He's a fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution. He says U.S. companies have more than $1 trillion invested in Europe, and they export a lot to the EU. In a recession, Europeans wouldn't buy as much from us.
So if you're a company like GM, which also sells a lot in Europe, a significant part of your profits can go away.
Elliott says there's a 1 in 4 chance of a European recession, but he says keep his prediction in perspective.
While I'm worried about this, there's a 3 in 4 chance in my mind that Europe muddles through, that it'll be ugly and we'll want to close our eyes and not look, but they'll make it.
Elliott says U.S. banks will be paying close attention to Europe. If European banks get nervous, they'll stop lending to each other, and that could spread to the U.S. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Also at the Capitol today, a House committee is looking into how a change in the student loan program is working out. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott explains.
As part of last year's student aid reforms, private banks can no longer offer federal student loans. They used to get big subsidies for doing so. Now the federal government makes all the loans directly. Christine Lindstrom with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says the bulk of the savings went to shore up the Pell Grant program for low-income students.
Things are so much better in the college affordability world now that we have that money actually going to students.
There have been some complaints, though. Justin Drager with the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators says overall the transition has been successful. But he says some schools miss the financial literacy and debt counseling programs private companies used to provide.
We're working with the Department of Education right now to fill that gap, but schools have said that there's a noticeable absence of some of those materials that they relied heavily on in the past.
Materials that may be more important than ever with student loan defaults on the rise. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. The S&P off about 1%. The Dow is down now 0.75%, 88 points at 11,825. NASDAQ's off, too, about 1%. The latest gauge of home prices was mixed today. Half of the 20 markets surveyed by the Case-Shiller Index saw prices rise. Delta Airlines said today it made more than $500 million last quarter, but that fell short of expectations. President Obama travels to Colorado today campaigning for his jobs bill and, of course, campaigning for re-election. The president has taken a lot of flack on his health care law from potential challengers on the GOP side, a law that's helped drive some big hospital mergers across the country. From Colorado Public Radio, Eric Whitney reports.
This year is on track to be the biggest ever for hospital mergers and acquisitions nationwide. In Denver, hospital giant HCA just bought out its junior partner in a $1.5 billion transaction. Two more deals involving at least 6 more hospitals statewide are in the works. Stephen Summer is head of the Colorado Hospital Association. He says the mergers should mean better, cheaper care for patients.
If you can consolidate and get economies of scale, it's shown to be much more effective.
Translation? It's cheaper for one administration to run several hospitals than them all running themselves. The federal health reform law also aims to squeeze more efficiency. It changes the way hospitals and doctors get paid. Its goal is to keep people healthy and only do procedures that are absolutely necessary, instead of maximizing the number of tests. Again, Stephen Sommer.
I think we're going to see that if the payment system that's in the Affordable Care Act is allowed to be implemented.
The Congressional Supercommittee is looking at chopping some of the health care law's payment incentives. Then there's the expected Supreme Court case on the law's constitutionality. Experts say those uncertainties are actually slowing the hospital merger trend. In Denver, I'm Eric Whitney for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The UK has the lowest proportion of female engineers in Europe. The engineering industry there is worried the imbalance is affecting competitiveness. So industry bosses are teaming up with schools across the UK today to launch a campaign encouraging more young women to go into engineering. From London, here's the BBC's Kate McGough.
The campaign is called Talent 2030, and it wants little girls in the UK to dream a little less about a career in the spotlight and a little more about a career building spotlights, or bridges, or spaceships. Jane Wernick is a structural engineer who worked on London's iconic observational wheel, the London Eye. She's a supporter of the campaign and says half the problem is that girls have too narrow an idea of what an engineer actually does.
They think that the person who mends your washing machine is an engineer, or they think about hard hats and grease and mud, and they don't realise it actually just touches every aspect of our physical world.
The campaign will be working with schools to encourage girls to choose subjects like physics and math, and to get young girls to think of a job in engineering as creative and collaborative. 2030 is the year when girls born today will be heading to college. So Talent 2030 is hoping by then there will be a thriving engineering sector for today's baby girls to step into. In London, I'm the BBC's Kate McGough for Marketplace.
And finally, a dentist in Mansfield, Ohio, wants to buy the sweet right out of Halloween, offering to buy trick-or-treat candy back from kids at $1 a pound. No surprise, of course, that a dentist wants kids to avoid the sweets. I'm just curious what he's going to do with all that candy. Seriously, I'd like to know what he's going to do with that candy. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
At the world's biggest tech company, there used to be a sure way to get ahead.
In the old days, they used to give out an award to the person each year who stood up to Steve Jobs best. And those were the people who tended to get promoted as well.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the world's most famous CEO, according to his biographer. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.